This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. With chances of finding more survivors growing more remote, the toll in Turkey and Syria from Monday's earthquake and major aftershocks rose above 33,000 and looked to keep going. More than 2,600 people reported so far have died in the earthquake and opposition held parts of northern Syria, and more than 3,500 were killed across Syria in total, and nearly 30,000 in Turkey, and hundreds of thousands became homeless in the middle of the winter. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports that Turkish authorities have detained and arrested dozens of people in the construction business, linking them to earthquake devastation.
Thousands of buildings slumped onto their side or pancaked downward. Turkey has on paper construction codes that meet current earthquake standards, but they're rarely enforced. The justice minister's vowing to punish anyone responsible, and prosecutors are gathering samples of buildings for evidence on the materials that were used.
AP's Jackie Quinn. Residents in Turkey continue to have difficulties getting the assistance they need after the earthquake.
Those seeking shelter in Turkey are now also facing security concerns. Two German rescue organizations suspended work there on Saturday, citing reports of clashes. One rescue worker said she had seen looters in the city of Antakya, but that her group couldn't intervene because, quote, most of the looters carry knives. Erdogan has warned that anyone caught stealing will be severely punished. The president has acknowledged problems with the relief effort, but says the situation has been brought under control. He's called for solidarity and condemned what he called negative politicking.
And that is Reuters' Lauren Anthony reporting. You'll find more at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com. This is VOA News. Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is speaking more on this weekend's shootdown of an object over its airspace Saturday. He confirmed that on his order, a U.S. fighter jet shot down an unidentified object that was flying high over the Yukon, acting a day after the U.S. took similar action over Alaska.
I also spoke with President Biden and confirmed together that we will continue to do everything necessary to protect the sovereignty of our shared North American airspace, but also to do everything necessary to keep our citizens safe.
Again, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. International Olympic Committee Chief Thomas Bach said Saturday that he shared the grief and human suffering of Ukrainian athletes, but added that it's not up to individual governments to decide who takes part in international sporting competition. VOA's Steve Karish explains.
Right now, the IOC's plan is to have Russian and Belarusian athletes compete under a neutral flag. Bach insists that excluding the athletes based solely on their country of origin may violate their rights.
Serious concerns having been expressed by two special rapporteurs of the UN Human Rights Council, telling us that an exclusion of Russian and Belarusian athletes only because of their passport is a violation of human rights.
Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says that Russian and Belarusian athletes should be excluded from the Paris Games because of what their government is doing in Ukraine. Steve Karish, VOA News, Washington.
Israel's president on Sunday appealed to the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to delay a contentious plan to overhaul the country's judicial system and instead seek a compromise with his political opponents. President Isaac Herzog issued the appeal in a prime-time nationwide address a day before Netanyahu's coalition is to take the first step toward implementing the plan in parliament. Sudan's ruling military has concluded a review of an agreement with Russia to build a navy base in the Red Sea in the African country. They said that the deal was awaiting the formation of a civilian government and a legislative body to be ratified before it takes effect. The official said that Moscow met Sudan's most recent demands, including providing more weapons and equipment. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.